I'm speaking with Chuck Spencer of GrowMart. And Chuck, what's your official title there?
Director of Government Affairs.
Well, we are going to talk a little bit about the Farm Bill, or lack of one. And as part of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, GrowMark is part of the Farm Bill Now Coalition that is now close to about 50 organizations, not just agricultural, but organizations that represent all types of people that are interested in getting a Farm Bill passed. So tell me a little bit about why GrowMark wants to be a part of this coalition, why it's important to your members.
GrowMark, as an agricultural cooperative, and our farmer members, the Farm Bill is a critical component of risk management that they would employ on their farm operation and include in their risk management programs. I mean, there's a variety of ways to do that, from everything from using futures markets to crop insurance, but then also the programs that are offered within the Farm Bill. And that's a complete package. It's a business management opportunity for individuals. And so many people who participate in cooperatives understand that cooperatives are actually a collection of people managing their risks for both the inputs they have, the supplies that they may need, as well as the grains that they may produce and want to sell. And that risk being the marketplace and any fluctuation, good prices, for selling, and the best prices for purchasing. And that's something that the farm policy will integrate into a farmer's business plan. And I think that we all understand as well, being in the agriculture arena, that action on a farm bill is important. One, because it expires September 30th, and we would go back to the 49 Act. Two, is that it's traditionally passed on a five-year basis, which gives you a good planning horizon. So short-term extensions that are bantered about at times really keep an air of uncertainty in the ag marketplace, and we need certainty in the marketplace.
Well, and this year it seems to be especially critical when we've got this drought situation that is impacting so many producers all over the country, and even livestock producers and other disasters. Now we've got flooding because of Hurricane Isaac. So that seems to make it even more critical to get a farm bill done here in this short time that Congress has.
Yes, it does. It certainly adds to what I think could be considered momentum for the elected leaders to pass a farm bill. You do have what you just mentioned from the standpoint of a hurricane and then a drought, a 1 in 50 or 1 in 80 year event, depending on your individual impact. And that was a very serious perspective that is actually nationwide when you look at the drought impact. Such a broad cross-section, Cindy, as you pointed out at the beginning of this interview, of agricultural groups as well as entities involved in agribusiness supporting passage of a farm bill now.
This coalition is going to be on Capitol Hill 2 days after Congress comes back in. That's going to be September 12th. What is going to be the purpose of that rally that is going to be taking place while after Congress gets back into Washington?
Well, they're going to be sending that clear, unifying message back to the congressional leaders that we need to have a comprehensive five-year farm bill before it expires September 30th. They understand that there's differences in the House and Senate farm bills. And I know there's a lot of talk about 8 days of session that are in September, and it's going to be difficult. It can be difficult. We also saw, Cindy, the Senate pass in 1 day a farm bill, the House Agriculture Committee pass in 1 day a farm bill. When the motivation is present to take action, we have seen our elected leaders do so. And I know that during this time period in which they went back home, you talk about the natural challenges people have faced, whether it's drought or flood, or poor crop that you are seeing out of their fields, and how that farm policy and having that certainty will begin to help them prepare for the next planting year. That's going to be critical for them. The other component that they're going to have to address is September 30th, when we talk about expiration of the current farm bill. That means that we would revert back to the 1949 Act, which involves the old prices of parity. And that's something that we have not seen to this point in time. So I would be confident that Congress will take some type of action. We just want to make sure they look at it from a five-year perspective.
I wouldn't ask you to guess what they're going to do, because nobody can do that. But what are the other options if they decide that they don't want to pass a five-year bill?
Well, we have seen recently some elected leaders start the discussion of what those options would be, anywhere from a short-term extension so they can pick this back up right after the election, because everyone anticipates a lame duck session. But they're going to have a lot of issues on that time period based in tax discussion. As we all know, there are a number of tax provisions that will expire potentially on December 31st of 2012. The discussion of should those be continued, how are we going to fund next year's operations of government, what was going to be the desires here of Congress. When you think about the post-election setting and then just before January 31st, not a lot of session days there either. If you go to a one-year extension, regardless of the administration that's put in, it is very likely that you're going to face increased budget challenges. I think we all know that we have a tremendous challenge on the deficit to address. If I talk about the tax issues and how Congress needs to take action on those by December 31st, what they do there and how the Farm Bill then would be paid for, or the provisions of the Farm Bill be paid for, the budget allotment that the Farm Bill would get would likely go into a new calculation. And what we saw this year was a reduced level for funding for agriculture compared to years past, and it is anticipated that next year would provide the same thing as far as a reduction in potential spending.
As you talk about all these things, the budget, which is something they have to deal with because the fiscal year ends, the new fiscal year starts October 1st, they've got all these issues to deal with. You'd think that they just want to get the Farm Bill off their plate and get it done, but that's not the way they think necessarily. But you brought up the tax issues, and one of the biggest ones for agriculture is the estate tax expiration at the end of this year. Talk to me a little bit about that.
That's something that agriculturalists have been involved with and small business owners for a number of years. In fact, I know people who've worked most of their life trying to get the ability to pass on from one generation of small business owners and farmers to the next what their hard work has done. We see in agriculture particularly the multi-generational family business where you pass it on from one generation to the next, and the estate tax levels are going to be critical, particularly since we've seen increases in the valuations of so many of agricultural products, particularly land. Land prices have increased. Their valuations have gone up. Many people think that would be a good thing, but I think that we all recognize that when you're in a generational farm operation, the thought of selling your land for an enhanced value just doesn't work into the equation. You're there to be an agricultural producer. You want to grow and raise your crops. You want to secure and do the best you can to pass it on to the next generation that you're likely to have. And that's the perspective. It's very long term in the agricultural sector, and that's why the estate tax and being able to have a threshold that's high enough to allow the transfer is going to be critical. They talk about scaling it back to $3.5 million per person. In today's numbers, we may be looking, and it would be a lot better if it were at the $5 million or even higher. And as you know, most of agriculture has called Cindy for quite some time not to have any tax at all in the transfer of estates.